All right. Thank you all so much for coming. It's really great to see you here. Thank you even more for being the kind of person who wants to come to an event like this. I think if you're like Jules and me, you have been experiencing, especially lately, a deep concern and even maybe alarm over the state of the world and a kind of distress over the grip that what Benedict XVI, before he was Benedict XVI, called the dictatorship of relativism, what a grip it has gotten in our society. And it's important for those who are aware of it, those who are suffering because of the awareness of it, to come together over truth and to realize that we have fellows, we have companions, we have friends, that we're not alone in our love of truth and our desire to root ourselves more deeply in it. And besides having friends, we have been given wonderful teachers like Dr. von Hildebrand, people who have dedicated their lives in a particular way to truth so that they can help us establish ourselves more firmly in it. Many of you, I think, already know that Alice von Hildebrand was the human instrument through which Jules and I received a philosophical vocation. And this was back in Steubenville when we were undergraduates in the mid-80s. She was on the board of trustees at the time, came frequently to campus to give talks and even some courses that we had the blessing and privilege of being able to take with her. And at that point, we were, by grace, already we knew that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. But it was in encountering Alice von Hildebrand, in hearing her words, and especially in experiencing her witness, that we began to feel what I can only say is the evangelistic force of an intelligence illumined by faith. It was both a sense of this is real force. I mean, this is culture transforming power. That really affected us. And then it was also the sense of how concretely helpful what she was teaching was in our own lives, in our own perplexities, in our own struggle, in our own effort to understand even our own experience of falling in love and what it meant. It was the illumination of the kind of truth that she was giving us that was transforming for us. And what kind of truth was that? I want to say it was not just any truth. She wasn't just a marvelous physics professor or algebra, you know, all that is very worthy and wonderful. But her truth was the deep truths about the mystery of human life. It was all about the nature and dignity of the human person. Her husband, the late great philosopher Dietrich von Hildebrand, wrote way back already in the 1920s, and this was, of course, at a time when communism and national socialism were beginning to overwhelm Europe. He wrote at the time, quote, "The dignity of the person is written over this period as its objective theme." And he said, even regardless of how few people really understand it and really feel it, it is the objective theme of our age. And then he said, "The present epoch," and this is just as true today, "the present epoch is great because the struggle that centers around the human person is ultimately a fight engaged under the banner of Christ." This was what he understood as the great mission of his life, to spread and deepen an understanding of the nature and dignity of the person. And of course, his wife continued that mission after he died. At the same time, she was inspiring Jules and me to want to join in that struggle for the human person. John Paul II was over in Rome unfolding before the world the same truth, focusing on it, the truth about the nature of the human being as made from love, made for love, called to give himself in love. This was, in a way, also the great mission of John Paul's papacy. He wrote to Henri de Lubac at one time, I'm convinced that the struggle of our time really lies exactly there for the dignity of the human person. It's not cosmological, it's not the nature of man, it is the nature and meaning of the human person. That's the battle of our time. He even described the communist ideology that was threatening the world, where he was a bishop at the time, as a pulverization of the human person. And this, I think, again, it's a common thread throughout his writings, the nature and dignity and vocation of the human person. This truth is what we could call the natural foundation on which the civilization of love has to be built. It is the same truth that is directly antagonized in the culture of death that is everywhere around us. We see all its hideous manifestations now becoming more and more apparent, more and more alarming in the world. And even though I think everyone here tonight would reject